about what you heard.
Everyone is searching for answers. Everyone is searching for answers. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? What is going to happen to me? Do I have a special destiny? These and many more questions haunt our thoughts, and many of the answers can be found in the secret behind the day of your birth. Your birthday identifies you as one of the 52 cards in the deck, which in turn reveals many things about you and your life. Stay tuned today as we explore your destiny with me, Robert Lee Kemp. This might be your date with destiny.
Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Kemp. I apologize for starting a little late. Seth at the station somehow dropped the ball on the schedule somehow. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but here we are. I hope you're tuning in and ready. I've announced a special special show tonight where we're going to do sort of like talk about how to do readings. And I got a really good response. I got a lot of people who emailed me today with some questions. And I wanted to say, for those of you who are listening in, that in this first part of the show, where we are going to talk about how to use a system, I'm not going to focus so much on answering personal questions as answering questions about how to utilize the system, how to get the information you're looking for out of the system, how to do readings, special situations that come up, maybe some advanced topics if those questions come up. And you're welcome to call in. I announced that you're welcome to call in even in this first half hour if you would like to ask a question about how to use the system, how to do readings, or some question about how do you interpret cards or whatever that might be, okay? So, but after we finish with our little class, then we'll have our regular call in and personal questions and answers. And some of you wrote me some personal questions in your emails, and I would prefer if you call in on the show and ask me in person, okay? So if you've written me and you have a personal question to ask me and you don't get a response from me, it's because I'm waiting for you to call in and ask your question on the air, which we'll do a little bit later, but not right this moment. I want to also announce for those of you, and this is not on my website yet, it hasn't been announced in the newsletter or otherwise, for those of you who live close to Northern California, anywhere close to the San Francisco Bay Area, I'm going to be holding a special class on January the 13th here in Concord, California at my house. It's not going to be a large group. I'd say maximum 20 people, but more like 15 probably. But what we're going to have is a New Year's thing, and what we're going to do is going to be really fun. I'm going to drop astrological charts for everybody in the class, and we're going to learn how to make some basic predictions for each person in the class. Everybody who comes will get a prediction for the upcoming year based on their astrology. Not using the cards, we're just going to use astrology. It's going to be fun. And then it'll be about a three-hour class, and at the end we're going to have a little just kind of a social get-together and some food and drinks and so forth. So that's going to be on January 13th, which is a Sunday, and it's going to be here in Concord, California in the afternoon. If you're interested in that, if you're interested in coming to that at all, send me an email, and I will put you on the list. And I'll be sending out a regular email soon with specific instructions, specific information about it, so you know exactly what time. And it's going to be on a first-come, first-served basis. So if you're interested, let me know right away. Otherwise, you can wait for the email blast. That's going to be coming out soon and on my website and in my newsletter for next year. So would love to meet some of you that I haven't met before. Okay? Today is December 17th. We're just finishing up 2007. And you know we go into 2008. 2008 is a 28, which is a 10. It's a year of new beginnings. This is a 9 year, and hasn't it felt like a 9 year? In many ways, if you look around the world. There's been a lot of, with this whole real estate thing, and there's been a lot of sort of loss and endings and so forth. Hopefully 2008 will bring a whole new beginning for everybody. Today's December 17th. This is an Ace of Clubs and Three of Diamonds day. People born on this day have a lot of ambition because of the Ace, and the Three of Diamonds gives a strong artistic side to them. And sometimes people born this day can be mystical, too, because of the Three of Diamonds. It's known to be a mystical card. So we have people like Marilyn Beck, Paul Butterfield, Jamie Foxworth, Bob Guccione, the publisher of Penthouse Magazine, the actress Mila Jovovich, Mike Mills, Giovanni Ribisi, Carl Ripken Sr., and Bart Simpson. I guess he was given birth on this day one time. Anyway, Ace of Clubs, desire for knowledge, but also desire for relationships. People who are Ace of Clubs are searching for, all Ace of Clubs are searching for their soulmates. That's what they're really looking for. But at the same time, they're students of love. They love to study all about love. And so, you know, I've known Ace of Clubs people that became sort of like love counselors because they take up the study very seriously. So they love to study, and they study love. Very interesting combination. Always reading new books, going to classes and workshops, tapes, watching TV shows. Ace of Clubs have an eternal curiosity that keeps them youthful, even in old age. Three of Diamonds, people, I've noticed that even though it's a Jupiter birthday, it's Sagittarian, I've noticed that people born on this birthday on December 17th can be worried about money. They worry about money. That's the negative side of the three, is to have worry about finances, Three of Diamonds. But not all of them do, just some of them do. But it's interesting because Sagittarius is generally someone who's very optimistic and outgoing, not concerned about those kind of things, not a worrying type of person. So it's very interesting to see how that shows up. Okay, so that's a little bit about today. Hope you guys are having a good start to your week. I know it's Monday. Things are just getting back together. What I'm going to talk about first here, I'm going to talk a little bit about the weekly reading. And then after that, I'm going to start doing some questions and answers that have been sent to me about how to use the system. And if you call in, if you want to ask me personally something about the system or share something about the way you use the system, you should call in now. Call in now and get in line. In about 5 minutes, I'll be taking calls or answering questions through the email. So let's talk about the weekly reading. Now, if you don't have my books, the main book is called The Cards of Your Destiny. I wouldn't say it's the main book, but it's the one that has all the prediction aspects to it, The Cards of Your Destiny. And then the other book, Love Cards, has everything about every birthday and their card and what they're all about and how to do relationship comparisons between any two cards in the deck. And what's the relationship all about? So in the Cards of Your Destiny book, it teaches you how to do what's called a weekly reading. And you take a deck of cards, and you shuffle these cards for exactly 1 minute, and then you sit them down and you cut them three times on 20-second intervals, and then you lay the cards out into a spread, a specific spread. And the book shows you exactly how to lay them out in what order, and the spread and the formation, and it teaches you how to interpret them as well. Now, this weekly reading was something that just came to me in the early days of using the system, and we didn't have any kind of calculated weekly reading back then. We didn't know how to calculate a daily card. We tried different methods, but none of them seemed to work or be accurate. So the weekly reading was our main thing. And what I noticed was that the weekly reading was a very valuable tool. The most value it has is that it teaches you the meaning of the cards. So you lay out these cards at the beginning of your week, and then you watch what happens as your week progresses, and these cards are going to show you what's going on and show you what the meaning of these cards are. So if you're really wanting to learn how to interpret the cards better, if that's where you're at, which is where most people are just after they get the book and have started learning how to do their readings, if you're at that point where you want to hone your interpretation skills, you want to get better at understanding the meanings and how they show up, you have to do the weekly reading. And you have to do the hand-drawn weekly reading. I really highly, highly recommend that. Now, there are some, something I want to mention in a minute about ways we've sort of altered it slightly today that makes it a little bit more accurate, okay? But I want you to understand two things. Number one, it's your best tool for learning the meaning of the cards. That's the first thing. Because you have experiences each week with which you can compare to your cards. And then you get to see what these cards mean by comparing your experiences to what the cards are. And you learn by experience, which is the best way to learn. There's no better way to learn than by experience. The other thing is, when you lay these cards out, it's human nature to want to figure out what you think is going to happen that week. But what I suggest is that you not try to figure them out. Just lay them out. You can look them over and kind of get a sense for what they are and so forth. But basically, just lay them out and just watch each day and see what unfolds for you that week. You'll learn more by keeping an open mind and then seeing what happens, who shows up, and then comparing to what you see. And it's important in that regard that you ask everybody their birthday in your life. Everybody you work with, find out and you live with, find out what their birthdays are, what their card is, because many times in those daily cards, you'll have three cards each day in the weekly reading. In those daily cards, there'll be people showing up and doing this or doing that. Okay, so you want to know who's who in your life. And I've been doing this now for almost 20 years, and I've only had one person ever refuse to tell me their birthday. Maybe two. And I ask everybody. I just come out and ask them. Don't feel bad about asking people their birthday. If you tell them a little bit about their card, they're going to be really happy that you asked. They're going to love you for it. Okay? So the other thing is, what we do now that's a little different than what's in the book. And that is, if you know what day of the week you were born on, if you know, like, you were born on Saturday or Wednesday or whatever, your reading should start that day. That is really your personal Mercury day, or your personal beginning of the week, the day of the week you were born. If you don't know what day of the week you were born, you can find out, actually, by going to my website and doing the free Destiny reading. My website, by the way, is 7, and the word thunders.com, and do the free Destiny reading and click on the daily card reading, and it'll tell you on the day of the week that you were born, it's your Mercury day. So if it says today's your Mercury day, that's the day of the week you were born. If it says today's your Venus day, then you were born the day before today. You were born yesterday, because it goes, the order is Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. So that's the order. So you can figure out what day of the week you were born. So let's say you were born on Wednesday, and that's the day after tomorrow. Today is Monday. So you would do your reading the day before your birthday, the day you were born. So you would do your reading tomorrow if you were born on Wednesday. It would start on Wednesday. The book tells you to do the reading on Sunday. It tells everybody to do it on Sunday, because the book doesn't know what day of the week you were born. But if you do know the day of the week you were born, perform your reading the night before, the day before the week starts for you. And then that first day of the week will be your Mercury day. Okay? That's the weekly reading. Very, very important. And I suggest you do it for a year, at least 1 year. If you do that, and then the other thing you can do, of course, that really will help you really learn the cards. And I often tell people that anyone can learn these cards in a year's time. They can learn the system in a year. They can get familiar, so familiar with the whole system that they'll be sort of a master of it in a year. The other thing you can do is do readings for people you know. Do readings for yourself or for others. Okay? All right, so with that in mind, we're going to start taking questions and answers. It doesn't look like anybody's called in yet. I don't see anybody on our chat here. So I'm going to answer some of the questions that were sent to me by email today. And this first one is from a friend of mine who lives in Canada. I happen to know her. And she's asked about what happens when you see your planetary ruling card show up in your birth card spread. Like, let's just say, for example, let's say you're a Ten of Diamonds and you happen to be a Taurus, and your ruling card, or let's say you're a Gemini, okay, and then you see that your ruling card, because of that, is an Eight of Spades. And then you look in your yearly reading for the next year and you notice that Eight of Spades is showing up in a certain place, like maybe it's your long-range card or something along these lines. What does that mean? That's a good question. It's a really good question. So what I'll say to that is this, is a couple of things. First of all, it's real important that each of us understand the difference between our birth card and our ruling card. Like, it's important that you know what part of you is your birth card and what part of your personality is your planetary ruling card. A lot of people, and really most people, really identify much stronger with their ruling card. Like, you can tell some people all about their birth card. You can describe it to them, and they'll go, that fits a little bit, but that doesn't really fit me that well. They'll tell you this, and you'll go, wow, what's going on? This system must be wrong. Then you'll tell them about their ruling card, and they'll go, oh, yeah, that's me. That's really me. So one thing keep in mind is that you should always look at the birth and ruling card in any reading. Always know when you meet somebody, they're not just the birth card. They're the birth card and the ruling card. If you don't know what their ruling card is, you're missing out on really who they're all about. So really find out what both of them are. Now, once I know the difference between my birth card and my ruling card, let's say we have an example I gave. It's a Ten of Diamonds person with an Eight of Spades ruling card. Well, we know that the Eight of Spades is like a super worker, okay? They're super workers. Not all Ten of Diamonds are super workers, okay? The Ten of Diamonds person, though, who has the Eight of Spades as a ruling card will be a super worker. But the Eight of Spades part of them is the part that's a super worker. It's their work and strong-willed part of themselves. Whereas the Ten of Diamonds part is more of a financial part, you might say. You know, what's concerned with that, the part that's concerned with the value and the worth of things. All right? So, when you look at that, then you'll say this Ten of Spades person saw that their long-range card for the coming year is an Eight of Spades. Well, that's telling them that that part of their personality, that Eight of Spades part of them, is going to be really important in their face this whole year. It's going to be really in focus for them this year. It's going to be more of an important issue in their life for this year. And this is a very important thing. I mean, what if you had your ruling card in the Saturn position? Let's say, for example, you happen to be a Five of Clubs Gemini, and your ruling card was a Three of Diamonds, and then this particular year coming up, you see that you have a Three of Diamonds in Saturn, okay? So you already are a Three of Diamonds, and that represents the part of you that's creative but also worries about money, and then you see your worry card in Saturn. That means that you're going to have a really difficult time with that part of your personality in the coming year, okay? So that's basically the principle behind how we look at this. In this email I got, she's an Eight of Clubs with a Six of Diamonds ruler, and she has that Six of Diamonds in Mars for this current year. So you could say, what I would say to her is that Six of Diamonds part of you is going to be really activated this year in the Mars period. It's going to be activated. Now, you have to know what that Six of Diamonds part of you is. And I would say that Six of Diamonds in particular would represent the part of you that may feel as though you have a special destiny in your life. It's, of course, it's also about that part of you that is very responsible around money and around paying your debts and so forth. So that could be activated, too, in the Mars period. What we know is the Mars period is going to activate that energy. It's going to activate it. And it's going to be more in a Martian kind of way, more aggressive. It's going to be happening. It's going to be in action, you might say. One of the key words for Mars is would be action. Okay, and that's a really great question. Now, just the reverse can happen, too. You could have your birth card in your ruling card spread, show up in your planetary ruling card spread. Either way, it means the same thing. You know, what if you happen to have your planetary ruler as your Pluto card this coming year? Well, you would say that part of you that's represented by the ruling card is really going to be a challenge for you this year. If it's in Jupiter, it's going to be really beneficial. Like if you have your ruling card in Jupiter, you'd know, hey, by expressing that energy, I'm going to be financially successful. So these are some of the different ways that can show up, okay? And this is some of the different ways that you can use this information. It's also important, we're not going to talk about it right now, but I just will mention that it's also very important when you find other cards from your life spread showing up in your yearly spread. Okay? And by the way, your planetary ruling card is one of the cards from your life spread. But there are other cards in your life spread which all represent parts of your personality, parts of your issues, or symbols of different pieces of you. And when those show up in certain positions in the yearly spread, they're telling you that you're going to be dealing with that part of yourself, that issue that's represented by the card, or that characteristic that's part of you during that time period. Very exciting. If you really were to take this one little thing I just shared with you, it could transform your readings for yourself and other people. Because it's very common to find life spread cards. And if you're not familiar with the life spread, it's listed in the Love Cards book, the life spread cards, which is really where the whole meaning of what your life's about as a certain birth card, it comes not just from that card itself, your birth card, but it comes from the life spread cards that are associated with your birth card. Okay, so when you find any of the cards from your life spread show up in your yearly spread, or in your weekly spread, or other spreads, it's significant. And it will tell you the nature of the kinds of events and experiences that you'll be having during the time that it shows up. Okay, we do have one caller who's calling in with a question about her birth card. Can you put her on, Seth? Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Is this Camellia?
Hi, yes, this is Amelia.
Is it Amelia?
Amelia, with an E.
Oh, E, okay, he wrote it in wrong. How
yes,
are you?
Yes, Amelia.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, and your birthday is October 25th?
Yeah, okay, I have a question. Basically, I was born in Cape Verde, and that's an island off the west coast of Africa.
Uh-huh.
And I read in the love cards that if you was born elsewhere other than America, that your birth card can differ, I guess. And I don't know. I don't really relate art
uh-huh.
as much. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Uh-huh. Well,
my question
all,
is.
Yeah. Well, let me just. This is a good question, and a lot of people ask this, Amelia. It comes up a lot. Okay, I get emails.
Can you actually hold on one?
I'm sorry?
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I said I get emails from people all over the world asking the same question. Now,
right.
I don't know what they're reading in my book, but I don't think I wrote anything about if you're born in a foreign country, you might be a different card. Do you know where I wrote that by chance?
Yeah, I think it's in the love cards. It says
yeah.
something about that, like your cards.
Oops, it sounds like I lost Amelia. If you can
Hello?
Get back
no,
on.
No, I'm
oh,
right
there
here.
There you are. There you are. Anyway, I don't think that's really what's in there because I never actually wrote that. But maybe if something I wrote sounds like that or something.
Right. Okay. It sounds to that, yeah.
But here's the real story, okay? What's important is the place you were born and the time you were born at that location. See, it's not, the United States is not a special place in this world that we have to compare our birth to. You know what I mean? Like
right.
You were born in South Africa. Is it South Africa area?
No, it's the west coast of Africa. It's not even in Africa. It's islands off of the west coast of Africa.
Okay. So whatever the day was when you were born there, whatever the date was and the time was, that's your birthday and your birth time. Okay?
Right.
So if you were born on October 25th there, then that's your birthday. Now, if you were born close to midnight, however, you might be a different card.
I wasn't. I was born in the afternoon.
Then you are definitely
a ten of hearts,
and you're also an ace of hearts. And also a three of spades. Did you know you're those? So there are two cards?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe you relate more to the ace of hearts.
Yeah, and the three of spades, actually. I think I relate more to the three of spades than,
Well, like I said in the beginning, a lot of us relate more to our ruling card than our birth card.
Do we also relate to people more, like with their planetary ruling card?
Well,
like, I don't know if you're...
Well, you mean for relationships, you mean?
Yeah, in relationships.
Well, sometimes we do. You know, some people will act out of their ruling card more than anything else. You know what I mean? Like, that's
right.
How they act. That's their... They just decide that's how they want to be. I mean, my ruling card is an ace of diamonds, and most of my life I spent really being very, you know, like, ambitious and, you know, going after my goals, which is... Totally ace of diamonds.
Right.
You understand? But I'm also a queen of diamonds. But you have to get to know me a little bit to see that part of me. So when you first meet somebody, you might only be meeting their ruling card. Okay. Do you have somebody
right.
in mind that you were thinking of? I mean, were you thinking of somebody you know when you asked that question or you mentioned that?
Yeah, I mean, there's someone that I absolutely don't get along with, and from reading your cards, it
mm-hmm.
kind of makes sense, and he's a five of club.
What's his birthday, do you know?
It's April 29th, 1981.
Taurus. So he's a Taurus five of clubs.
Exactly.
So his ruling card is the ace of spades.
Right.
Right? Okay. Well, I'm not exactly sure, like, on the very first look here, I don't see, like, right away why you wouldn't like him. You know, I don't.
We just do not. I mean, it's not that I don't like him. It's just there's no communication, and I just try to figure it out, and it's just like this has been one of the hardest relationships that I've ever endured.
Well, you know, when I look at
and
when
he's
I look
also
at your, I'm sorry.
I was just gonna say that he's also my son's father.
Uh-huh, yeah. Well, okay. You must have had some communication at one point.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
You had, let's see, let's call it intimate communication.
Exactly.
I don't like you, but let's have a baby together.
Exactly, and that's, you know what? That's really how it happened.
Yeah, it sounds like
sounds
it.
Sounds crazy.
Well, that's how life is sometimes. But I'll
right.
say this about you two. You really come from different parts of the whole, like, there's a thing in this system called the Grand Solar Spread. And there are kind of neighborhoods in this system, okay? And you two come from really different neighborhoods.
Right.
In this system.
It's obvious.
And I don't see any really strong connections between the two of you.
Right.
I do know that you are his critic.
I am. I criticize
yeah.
everything he does.
You're his critic. And I feel sorry for him.
He also criticizes me, though, too. I mean...
Well, I'm sure he does that as a response, you know. But you're actually the critic. He's not really your critic. Yeah. Anyway, I appreciate you calling. Where are you calling from?
From Boston, Massachusetts.
Okay, well, thanks so much for calling and being on the show, and call in again sometime and ask another question.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
All right, Amelia, have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, so, you know, there are little, you have to understand this grand solar spread layout to know what I'm talking about. Let me see if I can determine what page it's on. It's actually illustrated in both the love cards and the cards of your destiny book in different places. In the cards of your destiny book, the illustration is on page 48. And you'll see all the cards in the deck there. And when a card that's showing up there is close to your card, where your card is, you're basically in the same neighborhood. And when you're not, you're in different neighborhoods. And sometimes when you're in really different neighborhoods, it's kind of hard to relate to somebody. It's kind of hard to find things in common with them. Okay? So we have another caller. We have Allison from Denver calling in. Are you there, Allison?
Hey, Robert. How are you?
I thought this might be you.
Yes, you know me.
Yes, I do. How are you?
I'm really good.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. So, but I got a little confused, so I was reading on your website that it was question day, so I thought I would call.
Well, it's great to hear your voice, and great to have you. So you're in your Saturn period starting today.
Well, I think it starts tomorrow, doesn't it? I think it's through today.
It started right now, today.
Right this second. Okay.
December 17th.
Uh-huh.
I've been
playing around with this 52-day period.
Yeah.
Thing, because on your website, if you go do that free reading, it will show you. You can do it in the book, too. But it shows that always comes up.
Yeah.
And I've been noticing that it's really accurate, as much as sometimes I hope it's not.
Yeah.
And so that's been kind of fun. And so the one I just had, which was the Jupiter period, was the King of Hearts.
Yeah.
Which I highly recommend. Everybody.
You highly recommend everybody to have a King of Hearts in Jupiter?
Yeah, for at least 52 days at one point.
Uh-huh.
It was fun. So, I mean, it's all like romantic and social success. And it was really fun.
Oh, good, yeah.
Especially in Jupiter.
Well, you had other good cards, too. You know, the website only shows you one card out of four.
Right.
And you had other good cards in that period. And usually Jupiter even makes bad cards be turned into good cards.
Mm-hmm.
So you had some very powerful cards. You had a Jack of Clubs, King of Spades, and a Nine of Hearts, all in Jupiter. So I can tell that in the love area you had a dream, you had a wish come true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. No, I met a guy.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, like an emotionally connected guy. It was very, very fun. So he's still around.
And what's his birth card?
He's a Five of Hearts.
Five of Hearts, okay.
Yeah, so October 30th, 1960.
Yeah, Five of Hearts, Scorpio. Which is interesting because his ruling card is a Nine of Hearts,
mm-hmm.
and you had a King of Hearts with a Nine of Hearts vertical. There's his card right there.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know about him before then, though.
Well, it doesn't matter. You knew him then.
I did.
What I'm telling you is his card, his actual ruling card was showing up right there.
So if I had the software, would I see that?
You have, even if you had the book, you would see that.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't look at I'm just getting into this, so.
Okay, so I need to tell you that you now are in Saturn.
Well, that's why I'm calling, because I got excited, because it's the Queen of Hearts. When you first read it, you think this is going to be good, but then I started reading about the Saturn stuff, and so that was actually my question.
Yeah, well, you have a Queen of Hearts, and you also have a Two of Hearts in Saturn, and both of these are love, but the love is going to take on an air of responsibility. There's going to be something about it. See, Saturn, what Saturn does is when it's related to romance and sex, it's about us learning what the costs are around sex and romance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when you have sex with somebody, it actually does create a certain karma, you know? Now, it's not always bad karma, but it does create something where, like, now you can't just blow the other person off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not exactly sure how this is going to play out for you. It doesn't look like there's going to be another person, but I think something about the relationship you're in now is going to, it's going to shift for you. And there's going to be something difficult about it in this period.
You think it might be his 3 kids and my 2 kids?
It might be, or maybe you might get pregnant.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, because Queen of Hearts is a pregnancy card. And if that happened, what would you do, you know? I'm not asking you to answer that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that, you know, that is a question that you might have to answer during this period. Possible. Okay?
So Saturn's just totally about karma.
Well, Saturn is about, if there's something that we need to learn in that area, we'll learn it. There'll be something come up that teaches us about it.
Okay. When I ended a past relationship that was kind of dead anyway to enter into this one, and so I still have a little bit of that coming around, like I'm still getting some phone calls and stuff. So, I mean, couldn't it also be karma around that?
What was his birthday?
I think he's the 7 of spades. 3/2/65.
March the 2nd?
Uh-huh.
8 of spades.
Yeah.
And also a 9 of hearts. So this is,
I know.
Isn't this a little interesting that both of these guys are 9 of hearts?
Yeah, I can hear you enjoying it.
How do you do this, Allison?
I think I'm in control of my life, but apparently not.
Apparently the winds of fate have a hand on you.
Uh-huh. Isn't that funny, though, that I was transitioning those relationships, and those are my 2 cards?
You know, once you get the cards of your destiny book, Allison, there's a lot more cards here to tell you a lot more about.
No, I have the book. I'm looking at it.
Oh, you are? Okay.
And what I don't understand is when I look at my birthday in here, I can see under Jupiter, I can see that it was a King of Hearts and a 9 of Hearts. But you said I had 2 other cards. I don't know where I'm supposed to find the 2 other cards.
Well, you have to look at the 9. You're not just a 9 of clubs. You're a 9 of clubs and a 9 of spades.
Oh, so I have to look under that, too.
Yeah, you got to look under your ruling card spread as well.
Oh,
and you'll notice
okay.
in that spread, you are displacing the 8 of spades this year, which is, you know, means you kind of have to give to the 8 of spades person, which is your ex.
Yeah, and he's not listening.
Does he know about the new guy?
Yeah, and when he found out, we had kind of broken up, but we're still friends. And when he found out, he proposed to me like 6 times, although he says it was 3. But, yeah, it was pretty awkward. I know my mom's been calling every day for the soap opera update.
Well, the first thing
you do, it's
been
an eventful 52 days.
You know, the first thing about relationships is like, you know, where are you going? What do you want in your life? I mean, this other guy, the 8 of spades, he's moon to you. You get to be the man in the relationship. You get to call the shots in that relationship. Because you're
okay.
A 9 of spades and he's an 8 of spades. You see, you're the higher number. And that can be good for a career woman to have a man that will be the house husband and take care of things and let you have your career.
Mm-hmm. And it's very helpful.
Yeah, and with the other guy, with the 5 of hearts, you have a really strong Mars connection, which means there's a lot of sexual attention and energy in the relationship, which is fun and good. But it also can turn into, you know, competition at some way down the line. So you have to be careful for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, too much Mars can be too much. So,
yeah,
you know.
I don't think he's doing that. I think there's a little bit of like role kind of stuff. Just, you know, there's like tension around the kids, like where do you help and where don't you, and just sorting that out. But he's, I think he's kind of like worked through a lot of that stuff.
Okay, maybe so. I mean, you
we'll
said
see.
He's pretty available, and he might be, you know. But I've seen even the most evolved people still have to deal with the energy of their card at some point, you know. And he's got a lot of relationship karma, this guy.
He's got what?
A lot of relationship karma.
Yeah.
Karma. Anyway, I would look at your lifetime connections with both of these guys with the Love Cards book, if you haven't already done so, and see what the real energy of the two of you is, how it's really going, you know. Get, like, a better picture. Looking ahead, I can't really see one way or the other what you're going to do exactly. I can't see, like, the determination. I can't tell you, oh, you're going to be with one or the other.
Oh, I don't want to be with the Eight of Spades.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm done with that. It doesn't,
okay, well,
there's not
gotta,
enough
like,
love there.
Just go, if you really want him to get the message, just file a restraining order.
Okay.
That'll take care of it.
Well, I got my keys back. That was the big thing. So.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one. Well, Allison, thanks a lot for calling. It's great to hear from you. It's great to hear your voice.
Okay,
and
thanks.
I'm happy for you that you have found a nice guy.
Yeah, he is nice. We'll see. So I should just, like, during the Saturn, just kind of hang loose and...
Yeah, you won't have to. It'll come find you. You won't have to look for it. Whatever
all
it
right.
is. Whatever it is. But it's not that bad. I don't see it. The worst thing that could happen, I think the most difficult thing would be maybe you get pregnant.
Well, that I can figure out. So.
Okay, good. Yeah. All right, good.
Thanks. I look forward to talking to you, Chad.
All right. Great to talk to you, Allison.
Bye.
All right. Good night. Okay. Well, that was interesting. Yeah. You know, she just started Saturn just today. Queen of Hearts and Two of Hearts. Well, both of those cards, either one of those two, could represent being pregnant. It also, though, could be all about, it could be about sex and the romantic relationship that she's already in. Something could show up that wasn't there before. Like she might find out something new about her new man that she didn't see before. Something may come out, maybe something from his past, or there's a lot of possible ways that could play out. Okay? We have Jenny, who's waiting patiently on line two, and she has a question. Are you there, Jenny?
Discovered your the station today. Then I saw that you would be on tonight, and I remembered I have both your books, The Love Cards and The Cards of Destiny.
Uh-huh.
So while the young lady was talking, I went and pulled out my book. And I did do a couple dates on myself here, and my birthday comes out to be a 10 of diamonds as my birth card.
Yes, true.
And then I figured out my planetary ruling card was the 5 of hearts, or is the 5 of hearts.
Yeah, very, very
and
good.
I did my whole family, but I got the books, and I got real busy with my daughter's business, put everything away, and good grief, and my personality card is a queen of diamonds.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't gotten too much further. I was wondering if you can tell me anything on financial. I know I read somewhere that Capricorn is going into Jupiter. That sounds good.
Oh, you mean Jupiter is going into Capricorn?
That one, uh-huh.
Yeah, Jupiter going into Capricorn, which happens in really very soon. It's not quite there yet, but it's very soon. Well, Ben,
how does it look for me?
It'll benefit all Capricorns, but you are a late degree of Capricorn.
Uh huh.
See, because Capricorn ends around January 21st.
Correct.
It begins in December, like around the 22nd of December. So,
correct.
So the Jupiter takes 1 year to go through a sign from the beginning to the end. So you're like in the last, let's say, 10 to 15% of the Capricorn time. So your best fortune will come probably about 10 months from now.
Good grief. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's when it'll be on your sun. Jupiter will cross over your sun, and when it does, it'll bring you some measure of good fortune. Now, that's not to say you won't have good fortune all year, but that's when Jupiter will cross over. And, you know, I don't know much about your life, but it may cause you to take off in a new direction in your career. Because
maybe
Jupiter,
it's my daughter's business.
Well, see, you're a Capricorn, which is the career sign. When Jupiter makes a conjunction to our sun, it's a new beginning of some kind. And since you're career-oriented, it's more likely for you for it to be a new work or career thing that comes up for you. And if it does, you should take it because it'll be a good thing.
Oh, good.
If you see an opportunity or a new idea come in that you think is going to be good, you should jump on it. And you know, I mean, there are cards in, there are cards showing for you in this coming year that indicate that could indicate you starting some new stuff.
Okay. And financially, how about like the present now?
Well, you tell me. How are things going?
Not well. Of course, I happen to be a real estate agent, so you know how that is.
Well, yeah. I mean, I know a lot of people. I know a lot of people that are agents, and they're having to think about it, rethink whether they have, you know, something other than real estate that they can do, right? You know, I mean, you're basically really good at promoting and selling things that you like. That's because you're a five of hearts. Fives are great salespeople.
Good.
The question is, can you actually shift now? You know, can you shift into something else?
Yikes.
You know, take your experience and your skills and abilities and apply it to a different type of area other than real estate.
Well, I thought maybe that's working with my daughter's business. So.
Maybe so.
Mm-hmm.
But a change is definitely indicated for you because your card is what we call displacing. You're displacing the five of diamonds this coming year. So it is important that you consider something different for your work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Be willing to change, and everything will be fine.
Oh, I will. I am, right. And I'm going to get more involved with my two books here now that I... Strange, I forgot I had them in the drawer. Isn't that... Because I have so many books. But I saw your name there. I go, holy smokes, pulled out the
book.
Well,
I appreciate you taking the time to call, Jenny. Thanks.
Oh, you're very welcome. Okay. Thank you
All
so
right,
much.
All right. Well, have a great
Bye-bye.
Evening. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. We're going to go back to question and answer here. After we take a short break, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to listen to the song Sri Ram. And when we come back, I'm going to do some more email questions about the system. And if you have a question about the system, feel free to call in because there's nobody waiting right now. You can be first to call to talk to me when we come back. So we'll listen to Sri Ram and we'll be back in about 5 minutes. Welcome back, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp coming to you live from California. We have a couple more callers on the line, but before we take the first call, I want to answer one or two of the email questions that came in, just so I don't forget to do that and have any listeners be upset with me. So a good friend of mine who lives in the area here, Carl Porter, he asked a more advanced question. Now, he knows how to read the grand solar spreads, which is something that's an advanced topic. And he mentions looking at his year for age 38, and he sees that his love interest, her birth card, is two cards behind his birth card, and wants to know if that has any influence, even though she's a different age and that's not where her card sits in the age spread that she uses. And my answer to you, Carl, is that not so much. I wouldn't say so much that would be impactful, let's say, that your car, she's two cards behind you, therefore you're Venus to her. I mean, in a way of speaking, in a manner of speaking, it is true. There is some validity to it, but it's not as strong as if you showed up in Venus in her yearly spread in one form or the other. That's what you're really looking for. Though there are other ways of looking at it, of course, but that's the answer to that question. I hope that answers it. I'm sure that some of the people listening tonight have no idea what I'm talking about. Okay, we have another question here from a woman named Tara Pierce, who says, what is the meaning of having two people who have the same birth card? She says that she's a Two of Diamonds, and her best friend is also a Two of Diamonds. She happens to be a Sag, and her friend happens to be she's a Gemini, and her friend happens to be a Sag. Well, when you have two people who are attracted to each other who are both the same birth card, it has a lot of meaning, especially in a romantic situation. But even as friends, it's like we're attracted to each other because on some level we want to have a mirror in our life that will help us see ourselves a little better. Now, this is not something that we do consciously. I mean, you wouldn't know consciously that you picked your friend, your best friend, whatever, because he's the same card as you. But that's really what's going on a deeper level. You guys would, if you were able to really see inside what's really going on, you would find out that that's true. Now, people who are the same birth card but who are different birthdays are often really compatible because their planetary ruling cards will be different. You know, like he is a Sagittarian, so he's a four of clubs, and you are, I'm sorry, he's a Sagittarian, so he is a four of spades, and you are a Gemini, so you're a jack of spades, and that four of spades and jack of spades have a relationship connection as well, okay? And so that connects you two together. And so you have a lot of connections with him. I bet you he's somebody that you like to do things with because you have a strong Mars connection between the two of you. I'm sure that's probably a factor in your relationship. Okay? So I'm going to answer more email questions as we go through the night, but now we have Mary Lee, who's been waiting patiently, calling from Chicago. Are you there, Mary Lee? How are you, Mary Lee? Hello?
You're well worth the wait.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm one of your biggest fans.
Oh, really?
I am.
How come I've never talked to you before?
Oh, you have talked to me. I talked to you not too long ago at your home.
Oh, okay. Great. Well, it's good to have you on the show.
And we're looking forward to you coming back to Chicago.
That's right. But now I remember talking to you.
Okay. What I wanted to know is if you could explain to us about your software.
Uh-huh.
Exactly what does it do? Will it print a report that is the same as what you're looking up in the book?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's all laid out in a way that makes it really easy to use so that you can hand a report to somebody who's never heard about the system. And it has introductory pages and instructions, and it's laid out in a very organized way so that they can really get it without having to read the book.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And these reports can be printed out and handed to people, or you can email them.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, your books have become the most popular in my library when people are waiting to come to me. They all go out and run and buy them. But some people just can't quite understand it, so I thought the reports would be great.
Yeah, and there's, you know, the Book of Destiny does the yearly reports. It also does what's called a life report. And it also does what's called a yearly relationship report. So you can put in the birthdays of different people, and it'll show in one person's yearly spread how the other person will be affecting them.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And then there's the Love Card software, which does strictly relationship readings on a lifetime basis, which are the most important connections.
Well, I'm looking forward to buying these.
Well, it's great. I'm glad. Did you have any other questions, Mary Lee?
Oh, no, actually, just answered one. I was curious to know how two of the same cards get along.
Well, you know, sometimes they get along great, and sometimes they don't, because there's a mirror there, you know. It's really funny, because sometimes we attract a mirror into our life because there's something about us that we won't accept, or we refuse to love a certain part of ourselves. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, for example, suppose you were a three of diamonds. I've talked about them a lot tonight, but suppose you were a three of diamonds and you worried about money a lot, okay? But you didn't want to worry about money, and you really thought it was bad to worry about money, so you basically just stuffed it down, and you wouldn't even let that come out of you, right? So then you'll meet a three of diamonds and fall in love with them.
Oh, okay.
Who worries about money constantly?
Well, I'm an eight of clubs, so I don't know what that tells you.
Well, it tells me that you're very strong-minded.
And I found an eight of clubs, so it's kind of interesting.
Oh, you found one, and what's his birthday?
He is March 28th.
Okay, so he's an Aries.
Right, and I'm a Gemini.
So he's a ten of hearts, and you're a six of diamonds ruling card.
Right.
Well, that gives you a really nice... First of all, you have a Mars connection with him. You also have a Venus connection with him. And a moon connection with him. You have all the best aspects with that guy.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, I mean, there's compatibility, there's intimacy, and there's a desire.
It's just too bad we're both stubborn, right?
Well, yeah, I don't know if you guys could ever really decide on anything.
Well, I'm going to give it a try.
Well, I think it's certainly worth... But you'll have to respect the fact that each of you, you know, has a certain set of principles, and they may not match up exactly.
Well, that makes sense.
You know. But I think your compatibility is actually really good. You'll probably get along fine.
Oh, great.
You'll probably have a lot of the same ideas about life and so forth.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, again, I must tell you, we're really looking forward to you coming back to Chicago.
Yeah, and when we do, I'll make sure that we set up a talk or something. So
that'd be great.
We can all get together and have a little fun.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Mary Lee.
And thanks for the great program.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling in tonight.
Happy New Year.
All right. Happy holidays to you, too.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, moving right along, we have another caller who's been waiting. Her name is Gina. Are you there, Gina?
I'm here.
And how are you this evening, Gina?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. You're the same birthday as my wife.
Oh, interesting. You must know the type of girl I am, then.
I probably do. So, you're a king of clubs. Are you December 5th?
Yes.
And are you 1979?
Yes.
So, have you studied my books at all?
I have. I've been studying them for about 2 months now. So, the beginning of the show was really helpful.
Oh, about the weekly reading?
Yes. Because I haven't started that yet.
Uh-huh.
I think that will help my understanding of the cards a little bit more.
Oh, yeah. I definitely think it'll help you. It's the best, like I said, it's the number one tool for learning the meaning of the cards. And that, and the other thing would be to do readings for your friends.
I've been trying that.
Oh, good, good. Well, you know, Gina, with the, you have a great mind, you can learn anything you want. You know, this is easy for you.
Yeah.
It just takes time and interest.
And I have interest. Time is something that I'd love to have more of.
Well, yeah, we all kind of wish we did. So what's happening in your love life these days, Gina?
Love life, not so much.
Well, something will happen.
I've had a lot of... Excuse me?
Something's going to happen.
Well, that would be good.
Yeah.
It's been about a year, so this
well,
will be really serious.
You're likely to meet somebody any day now. Because you have a King of Hearts right now.
Right.
That's the, for women, that's the card of the lover. Do you remember a caller who called in just a few minutes ago named Allison? Who was talking about how great it was to have a King of Hearts?
Okay.
Yeah.
So she had a King of Hearts, okay.
She had a King of Hearts, and she met somebody that she really likes. And you have the same card right now.
Well, I'm wondering when that day will happen, but that's good to hear.
No, it's it'll happen soon. You just have to be available for that, you know. You have
right.
to be open and available for that.
Right. Sometimes I don't make time for the love.
Yeah, I know. You know, if you're anything like my wife, you're constantly doing stuff.
Yeah, that's
definitely true. That's two phases. They work too much.
Yeah, I'm a worker.
You know, I have to get her to, you know, I know that work's not everything, you know. And so I have to get her to, like, let off a little bit sometimes, you know. And she trusts me and she listens to me, so it works out really good, you know. You can't really tell a king what to do.
Yeah.
You got to do it
really
in a really loving way, you know.
Well, I will keep my eyes open for another king who show me some love.
Well, it may not be a King of Hearts person. It could be almost any card, but I'd be looking out for a possibility of an Ace of Diamonds.
Okay.
Because you have an Ace of Diamonds as your vertical card.
Mm-hmm.
And if you meet an Ace of Diamonds, you're going to like him. I can guarantee you that.
Well, recently a Jack of Clubs came into my life
uh-huh.
about a month ago.
and there are some circumstances where you've relocated, so he's not exactly in the area, but we have a really special bond. And he's
You have a past life love connection with Jack of Clubs. You know?
Definitely feels like that.
Yeah.
Like I feel like there's this comfort that is really undescribable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, see, that connection, you have that with a lot of cards, by the way. But, you know, not to lessen it, but you have it with a lot of cards, and it means that in a past life, you two were together, and you worked on the relationship. You really put a lot of energy into working on the relationship. And because of that, you guys came to a place where you really learn to love each other on a high degree. Follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't remember him necessarily. You can't really remember this person, but you'll feel that love that you created, well, just like it was yesterday when you meet them.
Right.
So, but I think this is a different card who's coming into your life.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got a specific question about, since I recently had a birthday, it's just everything in my life has sort of been uprooted, which naturally would happen since birthday.
Yeah.
But I went through a major change with my career, and I have a new boss and a new work area, department. That's been positive. So I saw immediate positive change, some closure to the change. On the other hand, I'm going through a home transition where I'm having some problems with the former landlords that I had. And there's some financial issues that I'm facing that haven't been, there's no closure yet to it. And I don't know, I have some unanswered questions about it and if what will happen and how I should really deal with things right now, what the best approach would be.
Well, here's the thing. What the cards can tell you is this, you see, like, when you look at the cards, like, have you looked at your long-range card for the year yet?
I have. It's an ace of spades.
Yeah. What did you read about that? Like, what did you get from reading that, about that card?
That there's going to be some sort of death and major change in some area of my life, whether it's a new job or something else that,
yeah, it's a card, it's the strongest card there is for a personal transformation. Okay?
Right.
You following that so far?
Yes, definitely.
So when you see an ace of spades like that long range, and what you don't know is that there's another card there with it that's a nine of spades. You don't see that in the book because that just comes from the seven-year spread, but you actually have two long-range cards. You have an ace of spades and a nine of spades. This is like one of the most important, biggest letting go years of your life. So guess what?
Mm-hmm.
You got to let go.
Right.
And you don't know what exactly you got to let go of. You might have to let go of everything. Possibly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I have a nine of spades long range this year myself. And as this year began, I had a little talk with God, and I said, look, whatever you want to take it, just take it. I'm willing to let go of anything. Anything. Because I'm not going to fight with the will of God, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's just not going to work. It's going to be, it's going to always fail. So, you know, so far, like, the thing I've had to let go of the most of, for me, has been my attitudes about stuff. And that's the hardest thing for me to let go of. Some of my beliefs about myself. Now, for you, it could be all kinds of new things. It could be your job. It could be where you live. It could be relationships. It could be lots of things. You've just began the year. It's just getting started. Okay?
Yeah.
But if anybody tries to mess with you this year in a legal situation, you're going to win.
Okay.
You're absolutely going to win. So if anybody is threatening any kind of legal action with you about stuff, just press ahead. I guarantee you it'll come out in your favor.
Well, that's good. I'm a fighter.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I'll get through it. You do know, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Sometimes I tell my wife. Sometimes I tell my wife, "Who are you fighting with? Don't you know this is the guy that loves you over here?"
Oh, that's so funny.
I have to remind her that, you know, it's not necessary.
Right. It's so interesting how I'm just, since I'm getting into this hard, I'm just looking back at previous birthdays that I've had, and everything uproots right around that time.
Well, this for you, Gina, this year is actually way more than just a new year, because you've also began this year, you began a new 7-year cycle also. So everything is shifting for you. If I were you, I would really start to think about what is it that you really want for your life? Like if you could picture a perfect life for yourself, where would you want to be in 10 years from now? Where would you want to be 5 years from now? I would really take the time to really explore that, because you're on the threshold of a big change here. And this could be the best year of your life. It could really transform, and everything could be really different. You could really get rid of all the stuff that's been hanging around, that's not really working for you, and get out of there and be on to something better.
That's always good to hear.
Yeah, I mean, you have to. I'm just saying that the cycle is such right now for you, the place that you are, the cycle that you're in, is such that this could be your break, your great escape, you know? Now, maybe everything in your life has been great, but maybe there's parts of your life that really aren't really that great. You just clean them out.
So sort of cleaning out the closet.
Mm-hmm. And you're 28 years old, so you're probably just starting your Saturn return also. And everybody who goes through that around 28 or 29, it's a real maturing process that puts us much more in touch with the real us. That's what happens as a result of it. It's often difficult. Some people, you know, depends. It affects everybody differently. But generally, it's not a fun time, but it's a maturing time, and it really gives us what we need to really get clear about what we want in our life and where we're going. So welcome to the planet Earth.
Hopefully I can keep my feet grounded.
Oh, you're grounded by nature.
Yeah.
You're always grounded. There's no... and you should dance more.
I do. I am a dancer.
Oh, great. Excellent.
Literally,
you know,
dance?
What's
that? What you mean? Like, actually literally dance or move?
Yeah, literally dance. Because that... Sagittarians are dancers by nature, you know? And
yeah,
that makes them happy. When they're dancing, they're happy.
Yeah, definitely.
You know,
I heard you mention earlier that Sagittarians don't like to worry, and just not in their nature. And
yeah.
I find that when I am worrying, I just find it so wasteful, and sometimes it's just a bad habit that, you know, we all encounter every once
sure.
in a while. And
now, you may have some financial problems this year, Gina, but do you have any dependents?
I don't have any dependents.
So you got no excuse just not to do anything. You should just, like, blast out of there and do whatever you want to do. Don't worry about the money. The money will take
care
of
itself. Yeah, because right now there's some worries about money, and it's just killing me on the inside. I can't deal with it. It's something that I don't like to do, is worry at all, but worrying about money to me is the biggest waste of time that I could ever do.
Yeah.
So wasteful.
Well,
and
know.
It's just hovering over me, and perhaps I should just let it go and just, if there are legal matters, then I know that I will overcome them. And
well, you have a seven of diamonds in Saturn in your ruling card spread this year, which means, you know, you're going to be concerned about money. But just remember one thing, that, you know, the whole message of a seven is, can you be grateful in spite of what's going on? Like when you're worried about money, can you look around and see, hey, look, I got a lot.
Yeah.
That's the trick. The seven can be turned around. A seven can be transformed. A nine cannot be turned around or transformed, but a seven can. And it's always turned around by gratitude. And it can turn into the millionaire's card.
That would be great.
But it takes work on ourselves. You know, we have to make that change. We have to start looking at the glass half full and not half empty. You understand? I don't know your situation, but if you look around your house right now and look at all the things you have, your apartment or whatever, and look at all the material possessions you have, you'll realize you're rich.
I was actually listening to a show that you did, and you had been talking about that. You said it wasn't this evening. It was a show back in November, I think, and you said you were just woken up one day, or you bath or something, and you just stopped and thought about how rich you were and how much that you really did have, spiritually and materially. But it was at that point that, you know, your shift and your change and your way of thinking.
Yeah.
You know, you really had it. You were a rich man, despite everything else that your mind may be playing tricks on you.
You know, I think most of us have more stuff in our life than we could possibly take it all in. We can't take it all in. You know what I mean?
Right.
We can't really appreciate everything we have. We have more stuff than we can appreciate. I mean, what if you had to sit down and just appreciate every little thing that's in your house? How long would it take you?
It would.
To go down that list. It would take you, like, more than the time you have in a day.
Yeah.
So I look at my life and I go, you know, I have no reason not to not be grateful. I have so much good going on. You know, there may be some situation outside of me that's threatening my security on some level, but I always have so much to be grateful for. And that's the whole message of a seven, is to focus on what we have and not what we're losing.
And where is that seven? Is it in my yearly spread, or where
it's
is
in
it?
your yearly spread of your planetary ruling card.
Oh, okay.
Your two of spades.
Okay.
You have
it's
seven
so
of diamonds.
Interesting too. My two best friends are two of spades. That's their birth card.
Uh-huh.
And
that's nice.
So looking at the two of spades, actually, that's sort of a coupling with what the birth cards see, right?
Yeah, well, when you meet somebody whose birth card is the same as your ruling card, that's always a really good connection.
Mm-hmm.
And two of spades are all about friendship. They're all about their friends. Wouldn't you say that's true?
Definitely. And any sort of relationships, just...
That's right. You know, like my wife, you know, we have to do things together or she's not happy. We can't just sit around. I like to sit around. She won't tolerate that.
Yeah.
We gotta get up and go do something together or it's not a relationship to her. Something I didn't expect. Something I didn't expect when I first, you know, met her. Oh, you mean I gotta do all kinds of stuff all the time? Oh my God.
You don't know what you're getting yourself into there.
Exactly. But it's okay. It's because I'm really madly in love with her, so I'll do whatever. I don't care. So be open to meet somebody be open to letting go, because that's the major theme here, letting go and having a new beginning. Okay, and maybe somebody coming in your life will be a catalyst for that, or maybe not. I'm not seeing this necessarily as a long-term relationship, just something to remind you that you are a woman. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Great talking to you, Gina. Thanks for taking the time to call tonight.
You too, good night.
All right, good night. Okay, well, this is fun. It's always fun meeting somebody whose card or birthday is the same as somebody you know. We have all the lines open now, by the way. We're going to take a short break, but first I'm just going to answer another one of the email questions that has come in. Hope I'm still on the phone because I heard a big, loud crash sound. This is a question from Linda, and she's looking at two different romantic prospects in her life, and she's noticing that each of these guys has a Three of Hearts long range and result, and she's shying away from having a relationship with them. And she asks, is that a good rule of thumb for somebody who doesn't want to get caught up in an unstable emotional situation? So I think, yeah, in a way that's really practical, Linda, very practical if you're listening. Because if I have a Three of Hearts long range, end result too, either one or both, I'm in a year when it's not really time for me to decide on meeting somebody and settle down. I'm not in a settling down year. I'm actually in a year of exploration. Now, it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing at all. But if you are looking for somebody to really settle down with and you're past that exploration stage, then this isn't going to work for you to be around these guys who are maybe in transition, going through, like, not knowing what they want in a relationship. So this is very smart what she did. When you think about it, she looked in their cards to see what they have going on in their life, and she saw that they have these Three of Hearts long range, and she just decided, I don't want to be one of the three hearts that you meet this year. I want to be the one, and so these aren't the right guys. So it's very smart, very, very smart, using the cards that way to study relationships. Okay? So we're going to take a short break right now. We're going to play the song Krishna Hare Krishna, the short version. And then when we come back, if you have any calls, we do have somebody on the line too now, we're going to take your calls and we're going to answer some more email questions. So this is Robert Kemp. We'll be right back in about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Robert Camp. I was having a little fun with Seth and Don on the radio station on the break here. We have a couple callers, but I also want to make sure I, respond to some of the email questions I've gotten, too, about the system. So we'll cover both as we go through the evening, but why don't we go ahead and first pick up with Diane, our first caller who's waiting on line two. Are you there, Diane?
Yes, I am. Hi, Robert. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. So are you born, let's make sure I got your birthday right, are you born April the 8th, 1950?
That's correct.
Okay, so what can I do for you this evening?
Well, I'm looking at possibly a job change, and I'm wondering what the cards show for me as far as a change of career or job.
Now, is this like, how big of a change are we talking about?
Well, it's sort of not a complete change. It would be sort of a promotion or sort of a promotion.
Okay, so the possibility of you being promoted at the company that you're actually working at right now?
That's correct.
Into like a different role there?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. So are you trying to find out if this is going to happen or not, or if you should do it or not?
Well, I'm putting my name in the pot, and I'm just wondering how it looks like things may break.
Well, I'm wondering because I'm looking at your cards here, I'm seeing that you have a six of clubs long range, and you also have a six of clubs environment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that six of clubs is a very powerful card. And you also have a six of hearts long range, by the way, in your ruling.
I have a lot
card.
Of sixes ending up this year.
Yes, you do. And sixes often have to deal with our career. And are we doing the thing that we're really meant to do? Like, are we doing work that's in alignment with the deeper purpose that we are here for?
Mm-hmm.
Can you relate to that at all?
Yeah, I can relate to that. And I sort of feel like I'm going in the right direction, but just, would like to have a little more responsibility.
I see. So this raise or different, this change you're talking about is going to entail more responsibility?
That's right.
Okay. Well, you certainly are capable of responsibility, right?
Well, I would hope so.
Aren't you a king?
Yes, right. I'm in the royal family, I guess.
Absolutely. You were born a king of diamonds, so, you want to be the boss.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's what you're meant to do. I think this is why this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, even if it didn't happen in this particular job, you need to be asking yourself, why don't you have your own business?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You're perfectly capable of having that.
Mm-hmm.
You have the power to make that happen. I know somebody who's actually born your same birthday. I know a woman who's, she might be your same age, or she might be just a year or two younger or older. But she is very successful at almost everything she puts her hand to.
Mm-hmm.
She's a natural business person.
Mm-hmm.
And she's done all kinds of businesses, and every one of them was successful.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had your own business?
I haven't ever had my own business, but I'm happy with what I'm doing.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, the ultimate expression of your card would be to have your own business.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can move up the ladder and become a manager or something where you are now, that's going in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
That's heading in the direction that is indicated by your birth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just being your own boss. It's also that you would be working in concert with other people. You're not just a king. You're also a two of diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
So you like to work with other people, too. Follow
yeah.
Me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I think it's going to happen for you. Now, you're in the Saturn period right now, which ends on the day before Christmas.
Right. Uh-huh.
And Saturn period can be difficult. you know, and things cannot work out the way you want. But your cards are kind of 50-50. It could go either way. It could happen.
Mm-hmm.
It could happen soon, but I'm not sure. I can't say for certain.
Well, what about after Christmas and towards the end of my birth year?
Well, you know, when you get into your Neptune period, you have some really strong cards. You have an Ace of Diamonds and you have an Eight of Spades. Both of these are very, very strong, and an Ace of Diamonds often represents a new career, a new job, a new
mm-hmm.
beginning
mm-hmm.
where you work. Is it possible that it would take that long?
It's possible.
Okay. Well, maybe that's the timing factor that you're
mm-hmm.
looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's actually when it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the sevens you have coming up in Uranus don't seem to be pertaining to that question at all, really. I would say either it's going to happen now or in the Neptune period.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's my best guess, Diane.
Okay.
Is that helpful?
That's helpful. I'll let you know how it turns out.
I would love to hear about it. So call us back after things have shifted.
Okay. All right.
All right,
Diane.
Thanks for calling in tonight.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, and we have now somebody from Seattle named Pim. Is that, did I get the name right?
Yeah,
hello?
That's correct.
I've never heard of anybody with that name, but welcome to the show.
Hey, good evening.
And how does it feel to be Bill Gates' birthday?
Pretty good.
Oh, good.
there's a lot of really cool people born on October 28th, so it feels great.
Excellent. I'm glad that you feel that way.
My name's Tim, though. T-I-M.
Oh, Tim. Okay. He wrote it down wrong.
Okay. Yeah, he spelled it kind of weird, so.
Yeah, okay. Like you got Joaquin Phoenix is born on your birthday, and Julia Roberts, and Jonas Salk.
Bruce Jenner, the decathlete, all kinds of people.
Oh, yeah, Bruce Jenner. That's correct. And even Dennis Franz from...
Yeah, right. Yeah, I've got your book, so I'm pretty aware of who's who.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So what's up for you tonight?
Well, I sent you an email earlier, and I've been reading your books. And, in fact, I talked to you probably about a month and a half ago. And I've been doing daily or weekly spreads. Now, I just want to get one thing straight. I heard earlier in the broadcast that if you're going to do a weekly spread, you should start on the day that you were born. Is that correct?
The day of the week that you were born, yeah.
So that's your merch. So the day before okay, I was born on a Friday in 1949. So
right.
I should do my reading, my lay them out on a Thursday rather than a Friday, correct?
That's absolutely correct, yeah.
Okay.
You got it.
All right. So now I've got a spread for this week. Should I do it over again on a Thursday? Is that how you do
it? Yeah,
over?
Just redo it on Thursday. Just put it away and then start over again on Thursday and get on the right track and then stay on that track.
Okay, now this is kind of a critical week for me, and I sent you an email question earlier about my Mercury reading, and I just wanted to see if I'm starting to interpret the cards.
Sure, go ahead.
Ability at all. Okay, I have a... let's see, I have a Nine of Diamonds is the first card, a Three of Spades is the second card. And
are you talking about in your...
my weekly spread.
Oh, your weekly spread, okay.
That I just laid out, yesterday evening.
Okay, sure, go ahead.
And I just want to see if my interpretive facility is catching on here.
Okay.
Nine of Diamonds is the first card on the top. I've got a Three of Spades, and that Three of Spades is the birth card of this woman that I'm very interested in, have been for some time, and also Six of Hearts is on the bottom. And so,
okay.
And now tomorrow I have a really, really critical job interview with, it's kind of like a terrific job. It pays a lot of money, and it's kind of like something I've been kind of thinking about, and it's you know, manifested. My initial interview is tomorrow. So, and I've been with the company I've been with for almost 7 years, at least 7 years in February. And it's time for that relationship to end. I mean, I've known this for some time, and I really feel like it's time to go. So I'm thinking two things. Number one, with the relationship with this woman, the nine of diamonds means a change in the relationship, a change in because her card is right below that nine of diamonds, and a six of hearts is a karma card. Her birthday is 3/7/62. And we share all kinds of karma cards. We have a moon connection. I mean, it was one of those things when we first laid eyes on each other. It was, you know, it was like unbelievable. So anyway,
well,
I think
they're karma cards of each other. I mean, she's a seven of spades, right?
Yeah, and she's also with the eight of hearts in her karma card. I'm a seven of hearts for my birth card. So there's
right,
a connection
to her.
The spiritual side.
Your moon.
And I got a king of diamonds, and she's a king of diamonds card. I mean, they're just all over the place.
Right, exactly.
So there's no question that if there's anything at all to the cards, then we have a real strong connection. And so the six of hearts, I believe, adds the karmic factor to it. So I'm thinking that it's time for our relationship to transform. You know,
so where is it at right now? Like, far have you progressed? Have you talked to her? Have you had a date?
Well, see, we've been good friends for a long time.
Okay.
And when we first met, it was one of those things where, you know, there wasn't any idle chit-chat or anything like that. It was in college, and we became friends immediately. Now, she was married at the time.
Uh-huh.
And there was something about her that was really special. And I made the decision at the time that we met, and this might sound, I don't know. Anyway, I just decided that I wasn't going to pursue an affair with her, even though I was extremely attracted to her, because she had a husband and two kids.
Uh-huh.
And we became really, however, we became really good friends. And
okay.
I mean, friends to the point to where I would be invited over there to their place quite a bit and all this sort of thing. And anyway, we were friends for over the years, and finally, a few years ago, probably about 4 or 5 years ago, I didn't visit her directly, but it was on a vacation. We met again, and I just decided that I just had to basically drop the relationship, end it, because, you know, I couldn't separate my feelings for her with the fact that she was married. I mean, in other words, like, there's a lot of women that I'm friends with but I'm not interested in them romantically, so I can be friends with them. You know,
mm-hmm.
But she's married, and I just didn't want to be part of, you know, having anything to do with infidelity or that sort of thing, because I, you know, there was really something special about her, and I respected her situation as a married woman. Okay, so anyway, a few years ago, I found out she got divorced, and in the meantime, I'd taken up doing Kundalini yoga, and if you're familiar with that, it's really a powerful form of yoga.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, and so anyway, just to kind of make a long story short, she came back into my consciousness with all the subtlety of a punch from Muhammad Ali. And so anyway, we made contact again, and she'd met someone, and now they're living together. But I don't get the I got the idea that their commitment wasn't very strong, you know, because she wasn't planning on marrying the guy. So anyway, we've been communicating. I've talked to her a couple times a month, but I've kind of thought, I think the relationship isn't very balanced, and so I've decided to kind of let things go. And if this thing has any legs at all, you know, we're gonna find our way together. But The cards that I see, the nine of diamonds, three of spades, six of hearts, I see that as a transformation in this relationship. Because I look at the cards of destiny book and look at all our card spreads for the coming years. I'm all over her card spreads planetary.
Okay, so Tim, would you like? I'd like to say a few things. Okay.
Sure. Go ahead. Yeah,
okay. So first of all. You might have missed this in the very first part of the show, but when I talked about the weekly reading,
yeah.
One of the things I said was, don't try to figure out what the cards are what they're talking about. Just watch and see what happens. Okay? It's a good thing to do that in the beginning, because it's you're going to learn, the whole point of the reading is to learn how to interpret the cards better. So my suggestion is, don't try to predict what they mean, but watch what happens and then look at the cards. Okay?
Sure.
I know you have this pressing question and you really want to know about this woman. From what I can hear, from what you've said so far, it sounds to me like you've never actually really told her how you feel about her.
Oh, yes, I have, very definitely.
Have you told her that you're in love with her?
Made it clear, exactly.
Okay, and what did she say then?
Well, she said that she was pretty surprised, and I said, well, you were supposed to be surprised. I wasn't going to let you in on it.
Yeah, but what did she say?
Well, she said, she was kind of blew her mind, you know, I mean...
How long ago did you tell her this?
Pardon me?
When did you share this with her? When?
About a year and a half ago.
Oh, okay. And since then, have you guys ever had a date? Have you ever?
Well, she lives 3,000 miles away from me, so, you know, it's kind of difficult to go out on dates.
Oh, I see.
You know, I mean, it's just, I'm just trying to build our relationship, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, build it in the romantic sense, because we've always been friends.
I got it.
You know? So, I just happen to live in the opposite end of the country she does, and that's when I was living where she lives, we saw each other quite often.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it's important that you look at this and ask yourself, like, okay, how do I see this? If this relationship could go perfectly, how would it proceed, you know? Like, Would you end up moving out there? Would you end up moving to where you are?
So well, I think that'd have to be the case because I'm single and, you know, she's got kids. So I could adapt to where she lives because I've lived there before. So it wouldn't
okay,
be
so helpful. You're okay moving out there?
Absolutely.
Okay. So the next thing is that you have to get together with her physically. You know, you guys got to get together.
Mm-hmm.
On a real, like... we're going to check out having a relationship kind of date. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you are definitely karmically connected to her, but it's not clear yet, to me anyway, whether she really is attracted to you in that way or not. Has she said she is? Or?
Well, I don't know. I've got a little bit of experience in that in the romantic realm, and I know when a woman's attracted to me by how she looks at me, and
yeah,
given me that look many
okay.
times.
Well, you know, that, and you may be absolutely right on, but you know, I like to hear him say it.
Well, I know. Listen, I know at this point that she's, you know, she's living with another guy, and
oh well, that's another wrinkle.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. You see?
Oh,
so,
I mean,
it's kind of like basically she's unavailable, you know, for the time being. Looking at the cards, though, I see that, you know, this thing, he's a rebound guy, see? And rebound guys often don't last, you know?
Well, you know, at some point here, Tim, and I'll just give you my best advice, okay?
Sure, go ahead.
I mean, I can tell you really like this girl.
Yeah, I'm crazy.
And you think there's a great potential for you, too, and I... And there may be, but there may not be either.
That's the key.
And you know, you have to decide whether you really want a relationship or not. Because if you really want a relationship, it won't be as important who you're with. Believe it or not. You know, when I lived in a yoga ashram for 10 years. And I thought it was really interesting one day when my teacher said to all of us, and most of us were young and single, and we were thinking about marriage and stuff, but... he said, when you're really ready for marriage, it won't matter so much who you marry because you'll be ready for marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you're attracted to a woman that's currently unavailable is not a good sign for you. Do you understand?
Yeah, I know. Like I said, you see, the thing is, Robert, I made a conscious decision to try to just go of her in my life. You know, a number of years ago. But man, 2 years ago, when I started practicing Kundalini Yoga again, she came back into my consciousness like I couldn't believe it, you know. And I had to make contact again. It was like I was compelled to do so.
I think that's cool. I think that's a good thing. But you also have to have a practical side where you say, well, I can only wait so long, you know.
Oh, hey, listen, I look at it this way. In my yearly spread this year, I'm just about ready to enter the Venus period, and I've got an ace of diamonds, I think, and an ace of spades.
Ace of hearts, an ace.
Ace of hearts, rather. And it's, you know, and I've already, believe me, it you know, things are actually looking pretty good in that department, but I really want to see this thing come to fruition. If it's going to, I'm going to give it to the end of the Venus period, and if it doesn't, I'm going to move on.
Well, I think you're on great footing. There's a good chance that you will see her. There's a good chance that you'll travel out there to see her. I see some underlying cards that you don't see in the book. So there's definitely a possibility, and I think you're doing exactly the right thing. But don't hesitate to tell her what your intentions are and be really clear and say, look, I think there's a real potential for us. I want to find out. If you're at all open to that, let's find out.
So you're telling me that you see, I kind of decided I was going to not, it kind of was in my gut, kind of said to me, and I'm listening to my gut these days, telling me not to communicate right now over the Christmas holidays. I was going to, you know, send her a nice card and a few things, but maybe I had to rethink that, huh? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I mean, you could wait till Christmas is over, but don't wait too much longer after that.
No, I don't want to do that. I just, it's just that I think that, I don't know, my awareness is at a very, very high level these days. And I think that, you know, my time's going to come here pretty soon. And I know, though, that if her current relationship breaks up, she's going to be in a pretty sad state. And I've got to try to be as sensitive as I can to that, you know, because I can't come on like gangbusters. Unless, of course, you know, that she, you know, there's something else on her mind. But,
you know, the bottom line is, Tim, is that either she really has an attraction to you or she doesn't.
That's it. You got it.
And that can change over time, but all you're looking to find out is whether she does or not. And you can wait till after Christmas, sure, but don't be concerned about whether she breaks up with this other guy or not. Just let her know your feelings and let her know that you have this intention for her. And then let her do whatever she does. But you take care of yourself, because I guarantee you, if it doesn't work out with her, you can get everything that you want from her in somebody else that's actually available and better.
I don't doubt that.
It doesn't have to be. It does not have to be her. I can guarantee you this. She's not.
Yeah, I know that. It's just that I like I said, when our eyes met 14 years ago, it was like, I mean, I just about, my jaw just about hit the desk there. I really couldn't believe it. And, you know, here I am 14 years later still thinking about her. I know there's something special going on. I just want to find out what it is.
Well, I think you're perfectly entitled to do that. But you may find out that when you looked in her eyes 14 years ago, it didn't happen for her. It might have only happened for you. That does happen, you know.
It does, I'm afraid, yeah.
Yeah, so...
I've been on the other side of the coin, so I know what it's like.
Yeah, so, I mean, just be realistic and optimistic at the same time, and then whatever happens, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Well, I'm glad you shared all that, Tim. You were very brave to call in and open up like this. That's unusual for a Scorpio.
Hey, you know, it's just been a very intense two-year period here because, you know, ever since, like I said, she came back into my consciousness, and I've been kind of wrestling with it. We've made contact. We actually went out and had lunch and everything, and it was a lot of fun. I mean, it was great seeing her again. And
what you need to do is take her out and grab her and kiss her.
Yeah, that's it. I'll tell you what. If we do that, then she'll know.
Well, yeah, you need to make a big move on her and let her know, like, you're not just messing around and being little friends.
No, I don't know. I told her the way it is, you know. And telling her isn't going to be good enough. I'm just going to have to go down and kiss her, and that's the whole deal.
Exactly.
She'll know.
She'll know. All right, Tim. Thanks so much for calling in tonight, and good luck. And call back and let us know what happens after Christmas, all right?
Yeah, I'll let you know. Thanks.
Okay, man. Take care.
Right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, we do have time. We have Allie, who's been waiting so patiently, and I would love to talk to her. If she's still on the phone, I'd like to talk to her. Is she here?
I'm still here.
How's it going, Allie?
Very good. How are you?
Good. We're talking to, you're born August 26th?
I am.
So you're a double king.
I am.
Shall we all bow down and kiss your feet?
Sure, if you'd like to.
If we know what's good for us?
No, I'm so happy to talk to you tonight.
Okay, so you have a relationship question, I take it.
I do.
And
I'm mm-hmm.
This person is born May 16th,
mm-hmm.
1964.
Right.
And what do you want to know about him, or what do you want to know in general?
Well, I've studied a bit of our connections from your book,
uh-huh.
and actually either tonight or this week, he and I are going to have, like, the talk, in quotation marks, about the state of our relationship and if we would like for it to continue.
Right.
And I have, my feeling is that I would like for it to continue and that we would continue to explore the possibilities of a real future together.
Uh-huh. How long have you guys been dating, by the way?
We've been dating 3 months.
Okay. That helps me to sort of put everything in context.
We've been
okay,
dating.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt
That's
you.
Okay. That's okay. So we've been dating 3 months, and my feeling is I would like to continue to explore things. I'm not certain that I see a really viable future. And my goal in having the talk is really just to illuminate things for both of us and see what is the right path. And I'm just wondering if you have any insights for me.
Yeah, well, I certainly have some insights, and I'd be happy to share them with you. The first thing we want to look at in any relationship is, first of all, are both of you available for relationships? I take it you're available.
I am.
You're not married to anybody or in the process of getting divorced or anything like that?
No, nothing like that.
And what about him? Is he available for a relationship?
He's available and says that he's available and that he's not married to anyone else or in relationship with anyone else. But his work, he owns a company and he knows that his work for the last few months and for a few months coming up is going to be really intense.
Okay.
So that
he's in Saturn right now with a ten of clubs, so there's definitely a lot of work thing going on here for him.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about that. Okay. So that's the first thing. Now, the next thing is, are you marriageable and is he marriageable? That's the next question. Sounds
yes.
like you're both available, but are you both marriageable? Well, I think you're marriageable, but I have questions about him, because you know why? He's a three of diamonds. And three of diamonds have issues.
He does have some issues.
So, you know, see, the thing about it is, like, you would think, you would even, you ever hear Jane Fonda, what's her name? The famous King of Diamonds woman, Sharon Stone.
Mm-hmm.
One of her famous quotes is, she said, "Women can fake orgasms, but men can fake entire relationships."
Yeah, that's a good one.
So, you know, when it comes to a three, any three, or a jack, you have to be a little suspect.
Okay.
Especially, you can't believe what they tell you. You
okay.
understand? Because they don't even know, they don't even believe themselves. There's like some really good books out on body language. I just love reading these books because they show you all the things that people do when they're lying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they put their hands up to their ear, and it, which means I can't believe I'm saying this. And things like that. So you can actually learn to read what people are really saying by reading this body language. But my point here is that, you know, we know that he's a three and he has issues with commitment. We know you're a king and you don't have issues with commitment. Do you understand?
Yes.
We also know that he's moon to you because his karma card is a queen of diamonds and you're a king of diamonds. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So he's a moon card to you, which means you wear the pants. Follow me?
I do.
Yeah, in this relationship, you are the boss, whether you know it or not.
Mm.
The only moon connection between you is him being moon to you. So it really is going to be about what you decide it's going to be, not what he decides. Even though he's older than you, and even though he's got a big job. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, the next piece of information is that you have a three of hearts right now. Are you aware of this?
No. What does that mean?
Well, you have a yearly spread of cards. Do you know about the yearly spreads?
I do, but I haven't been doing that.
Okay, well, that's what you need to take a look at, because right now, you got, is there somebody else in the picture that you haven't mentioned?
No.
Okay, because you might meet somebody else here pretty soon.
Mm.
You know, and it's not your nature to be fickle or anything, but there's a three of hearts, which means I'm having second thoughts about whether I want to be with this person or not. And sometimes that comes from meeting somebody else, and sometimes it just comes naturally as a natural flow, okay, in your life.
Okay.
You also have a three of hearts in another year-long position called the displacement card. So I'm just thinking that, you know, this may not be the year for you to settle down on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Or the time right now. Now, it may be, but it may not be. Okay? Because
okay.
Three of hearts like that can represent a time when you should be really doing more research about who to be with, not actually picking somebody. All right?
Great, yeah. I could.
So I think you're really undecided. I don't think you're going to be able to make your mind up about this guy, even though you're having the big talk tomorrow night.
Right.
I think he's already telling you he's got all this work. That's his way of saying, hey, I'm not ready for anything else right now.
Right.
And then one thing about when a man is moon to a woman, now it's not a conscious thing, you know, but I've been with women that I'm moon to, and then I've been with women that are moon to me, okay? And when a man is moon to a woman, he's really fascinated by her. But he also knows that when he gets with her, she's going to be the boss. We know this instinctually. You understand?
Mm, yeah.
And men who don't want to, who want to be the boss themselves, won't go for it.
Okay.
Like the last guy who called, the Seven of Hearts guy who's in love with this Eight of Hearts woman, he's moon to her, and she's going to be the boss, okay, if they get together. And he has to want that or it's not going to work. If he needs to be the boss too, all they're going to do is fight. And he's going to lose. He's going to lose. So, you know, I've seen men, you know, and who meet a woman they're moon to, and they really like them, and they really want to get, but then they get closer, and they realize, oh, my God, this woman's going to, like, take me for a ride. It might be a fun ride, but they don't want to be led, you know?
Right.
And I use the example of Sean Penn and Madonna. You know, he's a nine of clubs, and she's a ten of clubs. And he's moon to her, and they got married, and it was all great and dandy, except that he always found himself walking behind her.
Uh-huh.
Just like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, you know. She's a king of diamonds. He's a king of hearts. He's the moon card. Whenever you see them together, he's always trailing behind with all the luggage and the kids.
That's true.
But if you see pictures of him with Jennifer Aniston, he was out front, see?
Right.
But he's okay with that. Even though he's a king, he's okay with that because he's very relationship oriented, and he's getting something he wants out of it. See,
right.
So I don't know this guy, but maybe he doesn't want that. Possibly, I'm not sure. I think he does have strong romantic feelings for you, though, because you're also a Neptune connection for him. You're one of his Neptune cards. You're the Neptune card of the Seven of Hearts. So, you know, I think he really likes you, but the question, he's a little older than you. He's had more experience than you. He might have already been down this road before and know what he wants to do and what he doesn't want to do.
This is true.
So we'll see. But overall, you're the one also I see that's undecided right now, whether you know it or not.
Yeah, I'm not fully decided, that's for sure, but I know that I'm willing to check it out a little bit more. But
yeah.
It may not. We'll see if that happens.
And whose idea was it to have the talk? Was that your idea?
It was.
Sounds very kingly of you. Sounds like you're laying down the law.
Yeah, I thought it would be good to have the talk before the holidays to just get things clear or something, shine some light on things.
Do you see how you're directing the relationship by saying we're having the talk tomorrow night?
Well, I said, let's have the talk, and then he said, then we set it up, then he called to set it up in the calendar.
Yeah.
But I said, let's have it.
See, that's your role in the relationship. It is your role because you're the sun person. It's your role to set the direction. The best you can do when you're the sun card in a relationship, here's how it works. You meet the moon card, you know, and you got to know where you're going, first of all, and what you want. You have to know where you're going and what you want. That's extremely important.
Okay.
And then you say to them, this is where I'm going. Want to come along? It's going to be fun. I'd love to have you. I mean, that's basically what's communicated.
Right.
And then they go, they either say, yeah, that looks like fun. I'm in. Or they say, I don't want to go there. You know, it's their choice. But you have to be the one with the plan.
Okay, great. I can do that.
And you've already set the talk, so I think you have a plan.
Yeah. Well, this is helping.
Oh, good. Good. I'm glad. It's a pleasure. I love talking to women who are kings. I'm married to one. And I love talking to them because I know I can be really straight with them. And we can kind of, like, just get right to the bottom of things.
Right.
They can handle
it. I like that.
Yeah, they can handle it, you know. I love that about king women.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, good luck. Whatever happens, when you get into your Jupiter period, you have a Queen of Hearts. And who knows, you might get pregnant.
When is that?
It begins on January 30th.
Wow. Okay.
I hope this makes you want to go back and read the book more.
It does, actually. It does. It makes me want to lay out my yearly and my weekly spread. So thank you. And I love what you said about when you're ready to get married, it doesn't matter so much who you marry.
Yeah. You know, when he said when my teacher told that to us, I thought, that's the craziest thing I ever heard. And then the more I thought about it, the more I thought, you know, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and there's a lot of freedom in that, too, and I like it.
Yeah, I mean, like, and I realized back then, I was only in my 20s at the time, but I realized, you know, I could actually probably marry anybody that I know. There was, like, you know, 150 women there at the place where I was living. I said, I could probably marry any one of these and make it work out okay. Even the meanest, nastiest one of the whole bunch.
Right.
And that was like a freedom. That's like, wow. That's power, you know?
Yeah, that is.
Knowing that we could handle ourselves in such a way that, you know, we could love almost anybody and make it work. Pretty cool.
It is super cool. Thank you.
Hey, great. Thanks for being on the show tonight, Allie. I hope you call back and let me know what happened.
Okay, I will.
All right. After the
Thank
big talk.
Thank you so much, Robert.
All right. Have a good night.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, that was so much fun. I hope you guys enjoyed this. I think we should do more of this where we have people, you know, call in with how to do the readings and questions about the system. This is so much fun. We're going to do it again next week, okay? That's what we're going to do. I want to announce one more time for those still listening. If you live anywhere close to the San Francisco Bay Area, I'm going to have a special event here in Concord, California on January the 13th. It's going to be a really fun New Year's kind of a half class and half party. We're going to do a little, I'm going to do predictions for everybody based on their astrological chart for the year. We're going to learn how the astrologers do predictions in a real simple way. You're going to have your chart done. And then afterwards, we're going to have a nice little get-together and eat and drink and have fun. So if you're interested in that, send me an email to robert@7thunders.com or go to my website, 7thunders.com, and you'll see the link at the bottom of the page to my email. So this is Robert Camp. It's been a real pleasure. We're going to end the show tonight with the favorite song off my CD called Gayatri. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope to see you back here next Monday night. Have a good evening. Good night.
Yeah, no, I'm on the air. Hi, how you doing? This is Wesley Snipes, and I'm sitting here with my Pleiadian and Andromedan friends. And, you know, we were just kicking it, talking about a little extraterrestrial kind of a thing. We're having a little party together. Everybody's coming through from the galaxy. But, of course, you got to get the right directions, so we got to have the right vibration. Right vibrations is listening to Dr. Fred Bell and the Health and Sciences show on BBSRadio.com. Okay, I'm ready. Go. Where's my ticket for the ship, man?
Angel boy, standing at your mother's graveside, with nothing I can do to ease your pain. Deafening silence, with nothing left to